A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Tezayin, Avodah Zarah 16a. Pagination is 31. Towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Ein mochrim lahem. You're not allowed to sell to them. We're talking about Ovdei Kochavim, idol worshippers, wild people, lawless, Dubin, bears, va'arayos, and lions. V'chol dovo sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, and anything that causes damage to the public is going to be prohibited. Ein mochrim imoyim b'silki. Likewise, you're not allowed to build with them these things that their function was destructive. B'silki was a type of building that they would judge people at, and then they would throw the person off to kill them. Gardom is another type of building, based vaad, a designated place at which they would judge cases and kill people. It's tadya, comes from the same word as sharho itzdadin, the circus ox. What they would do is set up the ox with people that they chose, and menagech vehoreg anoshim, and the animal would gore them and kill them. Uschoku lohem, and it was a joke, it was entertainment. Ubima, and a platform, and here also Rashi tells us the first of the wide lines on the bottom of the page, Hayu osimo solitchof misham ish, they would make this platform in order to throw people off and kill them. Now, we do have on the one hand the Mishnah in Avos that says, have a mispalel b'shlomo shal malchus, that we should daven for the success of the kingdom. Because if not for the peace of the kingdom, that there's a perception of law and order, ish esreyeyu chayim below, people would swallow each other alive. So we do like law and order. However, these execution places were known to be abused. They were known to be either on the whim or as means of putting an end to the opposition. The Jews themselves certainly suffered from these things. These things, execution places, were intrinsically nezek l'rabim. They were damage to the public. This was not law and order. And therefore, it's a violation for us to participate, to in any way facilitate these things in society. Again, the wild animals and these places of execution. In Simen Kufnun Aleph in Yeridea Se'if Hei, we find indeed, Ein mochrim lohem, you're not allowed to sell to them, meaning the Ovdei Kochavim, the idol worshippers, V'lo li'Yisrael ha'choshud limkor lohem, and also to any Jew who we suspect would resell to them, V'lo li'Yisrael listim, and not to Jews who are robbers. And likewise, to any non-Jew who falls into this category, dovar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, something that can be used to damage the public. Kegon dubim va'arayas, the bears and the lions that we mentioned in the Mishnah, v'lo shum kalei zayin, as well as any form of armaments that could end up being used in a bad way. And also listed here are kivolim vikolorin, different types of restraints. Barzel saviv hatzavar, a iron that goes around the neck. We would say different types of chains and handcuffs and different things that were being used in an improper way to subdue the enemies that were not really evil people. They're just not doing what the people in power wanted should happen. So these acts of abuse were things that we were not allowed to participate in or facilitate. And you're not allowed to build with them these places that they're going to judge people for execution, because again, this was out of bounds, as Chazal understood it. Until the building was built, they wouldn't be judging. But once it's built, they're going to dedicate it, and they're going to start their activities. Si'if Vav, Hayu Yisrael Shochnim Bein Ovdei Kochavim, if we are living amongst these idol worshippers, V'karsu Lahem Bris, and somehow we struck a deal with them of protection. Mutar Limkor Klei Zayin La'Ovdei Hamelech, La'Avdei Hamelech, you're allowed to sell armaments to the servants of the king, Vigai Sosav, and his troops. So you're selling to an organized faction that has a peace treaty with us. Mipnei she'osam imaya melchama im tzarei ha-medina, because they will do battle on behalf of the country with those who are oppressing it. Lahatzila, to save it. So in such a case, we're estimating that these armaments are going to be used in a good way. V'nimtzu'u maginim aleihem, they are being protected by this. Shareim shiruyim besocha, because we're living in that city that they are protecting. And therefore, such armaments would be allowed to be sold. By way of extension, in our time, this is a question that comes up regarding research. And a Jew might get a job offer to do research in armaments, in chemical weapons perhaps, in all kinds of areas. And we would want to know if the usage of what's being discovered is, in the eyes of Chazal, considered a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes there are things that are terrible weapons. They're being developed strictly for deterrent purposes. Sometimes they're inventions that are out there that we don't know where they're going. And all of this needs to be taken into account. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.